Okay, at this time, we are back in open session. We have completed our candidate interviews, and at this time, I move that the Board of Education appoint Matthew Spreadberry to the Summit Hill School District 161 Board of Education.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Amy Burke?
No.
Katie Campbell? Yes. Joy Murphy?
Yes.
John Winter?
No.
Stephanie McClish?
Yes.
Jim Martin?
Yes. And the motion carries. So at this time, Mr. Spreadberry, would you please come up to the podium? Yeah, when you're ready.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Sorry. I'm in so much pain.
At this time, we're going to administer the oath of office. Okay?
He can come here.
He can come here.
Well, he's got to.
He's got to say his oath first.
Well, we do it here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We do it here.
Well, and that's the mic that's going to be picked up.
Okay.
All right? So.
We all do it.
Do we do it with him?
We do,
no,
we do it with him.
Yeah. Everybody got one?
Yep.
No, I turned mine off.
Oh, wait.
May I can come up here? Jim.
That's the mic that works. That's why we're not doing it. Okay. Ready? Here we go. I, Jim Martin, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of the member of the Board of Education of Summit Hill School District 161 in accordance with the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and the laws of the State of Illinois to the best of my ability. I further swear that I shall respect the taxpayer interests by serving a faithful protector of the school district's assets. I shall encourage and respect the free expression of opinion by my fellow board members and others who seek a hearing before the board while respecting the privacy of students and employees. I shall recognize that a board member has no legal authority as an individual and that decisions can be made only by a majority vote at a public meeting. I shall abide by the majority decisions of the board while retaining the right to seek change in such decisions through ethical and constructive channels. As part of the Board of Education, I shall accept the responsibility for my role in the equitable quality education of every student in the school district. I shall foster with the board extensive participation in community, formulate goals, define outcomes, and set the course for Summit Hill School District 161. I shall assist in establishing a structure and an environment designed to ensure all students have the opportunity to attain their maximum potential through a sound organizational framework. I shall strive to ensure continuous assessment of student achievement and all conditions affecting the education of our children in compliance with state law. I shall serve as an education's key advocate on behalf of students in our community school to advance the vision for Summit Hill School District 1, and I shall strive to work together with the district superintendent to lead the school district toward fulfilling the vision the board has created and fostering excellence for every student in the areas of academic skills, knowledge, citizenship, and personal development. Congratulations, Matt, and welcome you. If there, this is going to be released as a recording. If you'd like to say anything, you know, let people know where, like, where do you live?
I'm honored to be appointed to the board. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I look forward to serving the community to the best of my abilities. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, Matt. At this time, actually, Matt, you can come sit up here now. You're a board member. That's your new neighbor, Amy.
Well, no. I didn't even realize that. Replace the bat with the mat.
Yeah.
Scratch out some.
At this time, our remaining item on the agenda is public comments, and the first is Carrie Bunda.
Do I need to move this?
It's well known.
I want to make sure this is hurt, okay?
Did you put that there for me?
No, this is what we use for closed session.
Oh, okay.
And because we don't have the regular computer on, this is going to be what's going to be in the recording that's released to the public.
Is he not in there or what?
Yeah, that's why it should have been.
Okay.
I want to make sure that public is there, okay?
Well, it should be the new board member as well, right?
Yeah.
You seem very eager to get the public comments, but not the new board member. So maybe you can start my time since I got interrupted. As you guys know, there was a FOIA request made for people to find out the prospective board members to fill the place. I think there were 11 or 12 applicants. And I am very confused and discouraged, as well as many other people, as to the fact that out of those few people, you guys chose three people, one of which I think works with you, Katie, another one that I think is friends with you, Stephanie, and I don't know who the other woman it was, but there was a clear bias and discrimination picking and choosing who you guys would even interview. I know that these two back here, as well as Ron, never even got a phone call to get an interview. Never even got a phone call for an interview. The one woman in here, I don't even know how you interview somebody that potentially could have had a felony on them. Miss Amanda, I don't even know how to say her last name. There's articles about there that there was money. She was on the Will County board, she was on the VA board. Money went from the Will County to the VA and it disappeared and she had to resign. And this is who you guys chose to interview? I mean, that's absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling that you would pick somebody of that nature to interview instead of people. I've never seen her, Ms. Schwartz, I've never seen you either at any of these board meetings here. So it's just kind of strange that you guys came out of the woodworks and want to be on the board when you haven't been here. I haven't seen anything whatsoever. Why not have people like Lisa and like Patrick and like Ron that have been vocal, that have been here, that have, you know, tried to, you know, bring their ideas and communication to the board? It's just really appalling. I'm glad it's a one-year position that next year it goes up for a vote. And I mean, it's nice to see you guys do favors for all your friends, that you get to pick who you want to come up here. But, you know, like I said, election is next year, and hopefully we have some great new faces and, you know, make some change here. But I thank you, Amy, and I thank you, John. And hopefully you will have an independent opinion away from your coworker and away from, you know, Ms. McLeish and Mr. Martin, because the community is not happy. If you've been paying attention, even though I haven't seen you here, if you've been paying attention, the community is not happy. There is a huge divide between the board and the community. So I really hope that you hear us, you work with us, you communicate with us, and this was not transparent, you know, by not live streaming stuff before. There's zero transparency. So, you know, bring some ideas of involving us, of listening to us and hearing what we have to say.
Lisa Brace?
Hi, Lisa Brace. I don't think you guys can hear me. Lisa Brace, Arbury Hills parent. So it's nice to see Matt, another Arbury Hills parent, here. So hopefully he can kind of represent what a lot of us Arbury parents are going through. You've got a tough road ahead of you. You can tell people are already very suspicious about the election. Not to say that you've done anything wrong or that you're going to do anything wrong. You know, I really, you know, hope that you're just a concerned parent who wants to be involved. You know, as Carrie stated, you know, I never even got an email other than my acknowledgement that you received my application. In fact, Patrick forwarded me his email about the FOIA. I didn't get it, so I don't know if somebody lost my email address, but somehow I double-checked my spam and everything. I'm pretty technically savvy and never received one, so I'm not sure. You might want to look into what happened there. Again, I also, you know, want to state, like Carrie said, How did Amanda Cook come to be chosen over so many qualified candidates? And I'm not saying I was one of the top candidates. I read those applications, and I would probably put myself below the top three for sure, just because of my experiences, more corporate and less academic education. But there were plenty of really good candidates that should have been selected up here before that person. I know she served on a board, but she left under a cloud of suspicion. She also does not pay property taxes. She lives in the district, but she is not paying property taxes in this district. And to me, somebody who doesn't pay property taxes shouldn't be considered for a board position to look over my property tax dollars, because that's a big thing about what this job is that fiscal responsibility you guys talk about. So, you know, that's why people are suspicious. I mean, you talk about equity. Equity is giving a balance to your board, getting people up there who are going to question what's happening, who aren't going to just say, okay, you know, the board president says so I'm gonna go with it. That's gonna probe and ask questions and offer a different opinion. If you keep getting people up here who just pull your same party line, you are going to not have an equitable board, not a diverse board. You need some balance up there. And, you know, like I said, you know, Matthew's an Arbory parent, and, you know, I hope for the best, that you're gonna question these guys and look at the alternatives. So, thank you.
Patrick Oliphant. Hello. All right. I just want to start by congratulating Matt. This is very exciting. Great that we had an opportunity while the doors were closed. We had a great opportunity to catch up and get to know each other a little bit and have a wonderful conversation out there. I'm excited for you. I'm excited with the passion that you're going to bring to that chair. And I hope you bring some really good ideas. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was opportunities to communicate better. I really hope that you bring some fresh ideas on how to improve the outreach to the public. So a couple of things I wanted to address. You know, obviously we closed two schools, or we're closing two schools. It's 33% of any business is a big deal. And we have the technology to send text messages to all the families. Wasn't really utilized for any updates about board meetings, information that was going on. That might be an avenue to improve communications with the public, right? Another couple of things that I wanted to kind of clarify, and maybe I'm wrong, haven't figured this out, but I looked in the January 2023 meeting, that especially the presentation that Walt gave, tremendous objectives, tremendous stuff that he's done. And I also looked at the IRT report from Garland. Still haven't found where the $1.3 million discrepancy is located. And I think something like that should not be so hard to find. The description on the board presentation wasn't really given on February 7th. There was no explanation of the differential. So that would be an area to improve communication. Quoting or referring to four-year-old board meetings as evidence of something, when through a whole process was never really referenced, isn't really accurate or productive, in my opinion, especially when it was an older board with a different superintendent. Older board meetings also came in and called into question occupancy ratings. Not really reliable, in my opinion. And there's a lot more to it. I don't really want to waste time, but I want to congratulate you. I hope you bring a much better vigor to relating to the public that has happened before, or than what was happening before, and it's something that we need a lot more improvement on. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Thank you. Our future meeting dates, March 20th, 2024. There's a policy committee meeting here at the Mary Drew Center that will start at 5:30, and later that day, March 20th, 2024, there is a regular board meeting here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center at 7 p.m. At this point, I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you. Matt, before you go, we need to set up a time for